large, cleanest, and always going to and fro, where one met unmistakable Olympians and even more unmistakable valets, butlers, footmen in mufti. There were moments when I seemed to glimpse down areas, the white panelling, the very chintz of my mother's room again. I could trace out now on a map what I would call the Great House region, passing southwestward into Belgravia, becoming diffused and sporadic westward, finding its last systematic outbreak round and about Regent's Park. The Duke of Devonshire's place in Piccadilly, in all its insolent ugliness, pleases me particularly. It is the quintessence of the thing. Apsley House is all in the manner of my theory. Park Lane has its quite typical mansions, and they run along the border of the Green Park and St. James's. And I struck out a truth one day in Cromwell Road quite suddenly, as I looked over the Natural History Museum. "By Jove," said I, "but this is the little assemblage of cases of stuffed birds and animals upon the Bladesover staircase grown enormous, and yonder is the corresponding thing to the Bladesover curios, and porcelain is the art museum, and there, in the little observatories in Exhibition Road, is old Sir Cuthbert's Gregorian telescope that I hunted out in the storeroom and put together." And diving into the art museum under this inspiration, I came to a little reading room and found, as I had inferred,